There's an incredible story in Acts chapter 8, Philip and an Ethiopian man. And the Ethiopian man is spiritually curious. And Philip opens up the Bible with him as he's looking at the Bible, Isaiah chapter 53 from the Old Testament that points right to Jesus. I encourage you, if you have friends who maybe they're Jewish or maybe know the Old Testament well, go to Isaiah chapter 53 because it describes our suffering Savior and the victory that he brings into our lives by his grace. So as they go through that passage, the man puts his trust in Jesus, and then he asks this question. He says, "Why shouldn't I be baptized?" I love that. He just made his decision to follow Jesus, and right away, he's going to be baptized. That's the message of Scripture, is that after you decide to follow Jesus, be baptized right away. In that question, why shouldn't I be baptized? It basically breaks down two things. Number one, legalism. Because so many people think that they have to be good enough to be baptized, and know enough Bible, and share their faith enough, and pray enough, and all these things, and clean up their act to someday be baptized. That's legalism. It's false requirements before baptism. And so this man knows, hey, why shouldn't I right now? It also smashes procrastination. And so another trap, if you're involved with legalism or procrastination right now in your walk with God, let baptism be a positive trajectory so that it's a right now thing. If you haven't been baptized in many years, even though you've been following Jesus many years, say right now, procrastination ends, I'm going to get baptized, it's going to happen. And so this man, Ethiopian man, sets an example for us, breaking out of legalism, false requirements, in order to be baptized, and also procrastination, that subtle, deadly trap. And he says, let's get baptized right now. Go get baptized if you haven't been baptized.